This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a beautiful day, even though it's a little overcast. I don't mind. The flowers are starting to push up through the dirt. All the trees are blooming. It's gorgeous. Oh, we're waiting on a Maroon 5 song today, too. It's called Beautiful Mistakes, and Megan Thee Stallion is part of that. I think at 9 o'clock we may be able to get it from Jane, but we're waiting on it. We're going to see what happens with that.
Right.
I'm sure it's a hit.
It's Maroon 5, right?
Yep.
And they got Megan Thee Stallion on there. I mean, come on. She's hot.
Exciting.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by Essential Workers. It's been just about a full year here since the pandemic began, and a huge thank you for all the essential workers that helped us get by in 2020 and through the early parts of 2021. I know it's not over yet, although I guess it's over some places. And there are other people, it's been over for a while. But hey, that's, everybody's got their own level, their own set of intentions. Set your own intentions. Anyway. Thank you, essential workers.
It's been a pleasure to work with you at the supermarket and stuff. Thanks.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony is scheduled, and they're hoping to do it in person. They're going to do it at Cleveland's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Oh, okay.
October 30th. So I don't know who's going to be inducted yet. Among the potential inductees are Carole King, Tina Turner, The Go-Go's, Dionne Warwick, Mary J. Blige, Chaka Khan. There was a long list. I think Foo Fighters are up too, and Iron Maiden. So the actual inductees are not going to be announced until May. I guess voting is live right now. Well, vote. There's a fan favorite one. I don't know that person necessarily gets in, but you can actually place your vote and hope to influence it. But it's like, I think Matt Nathanson is one of the Rock Hall voters, if I'm not mistaken. It's a pretty select group of people who gets to vote on this. So Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony scheduled for October 30th at Cleveland's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. They decided to book it. The hope is that it's all in person and there'll actually be a live performance. And I hope that happens. I hope that we all get inoculated, and by October, the pandemic's a distant memory.
If Iron Maiden is not in, I am going to make a sign and go pick it in what did you say, Colorado? I'll be in Colorado with a pick. What?
Okay, if you go to Colorado, you're not going to be. You should go to Cleveland.
Okay, Cleveland. That's where I'll go with my sign, because Maiden has to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm.
They have to be at some point, Vin. I mean, how long can they wait? They've been eligible for quite a while now, right?
I don't know, but Maiden has to be in. That's just stupid.
So good. The double leads, just amazing. Cross Dagger just wanted to be Iron Maiden the whole time.
Oh, you can vote for LL Cool J.
When I'm alone in my room, I hear my conscience call.
You do that on purpose. You know I hate that. He's got great songs. That's not the one.
That's the one for
me. I need love.
I need love.
Listen, everybody's got to write a love song once in a while, you know? Well done. By the way, excellent performance, Bryn.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, you mean the LL? Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm singing the parts that I know, all the good parts.
All the good parts. I need love.
When I'm alone in my room.
I just know that one part.
I'm just going to look away from the camera meeting until you're done.
I'm done. You can look now. I only know the. I would sing more if I knew the lyrics. I just forget.
Pull up the lyrics. I would like. I'd love an impromptu Britney Boy performance. So there must be a karaoke track out there somewhere.
I'll have it ready for the next time.
No, you get it ready right now while I'm doing this next story. Actually, that's not true. I need you to play the audio.
All right. Let me get that ready.
All right, Alice Cooper. He knows Marilyn Manson. And as far as he's concerned, he never saw that guy. A lot of women have come forward to accuse Marilyn Manson of some pretty terrible things that we've been hearing about in the last few weeks. Marilyn Manson basically is canceled. I mean, it started with Evan Rachel Wood, and then other women came out of the woodwork. Some pretty terrible, manipulative things. Alice Cooper has toured with Marilyn, and I guess he never had sex with him because he says, I never noticed that streak in him, if it's there. Alice says he's not super tight with Manson. What happens in the bedroom is entirely a mystery for me for what's going on with Marilyn. And I believe him. Alice Cooper is a lot closer to Johnny Depp, and he does defend Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny about Marilyn in that I know Marilyn, we toured together. We got along very well. I never noticed that streak in him, if it's there. I always believe in the word still allegations is still allegations. First of all, here's a prime example. Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp and I are best friends. I have never seen him lift a finger for against anybody. You know, he is the most gentle, one of the most gentle people. And all of his former girlfriends and wives say the same thing. So it's really hard to believe that all of a sudden he's going to turn into this monster, you know. And I know the guy with the guy on tour all the time. He's one of the most gentle, harmless people I've ever met. Mm-hmm. So now I don't know Marilyn, though, as well as I know Johnny, you know.
Just so to be clear,
what happens in the bed?
I believe Amber Heard is one of his former wives, and she does say those things.
I was going to say, not all of them.
Right. Yeah. As you say, now all of his wives and former girlfriends say, no, Amber Heard is a former wife. And she
says. So maybe he actually went in the bedroom with Johnny and he's like, I didn't see it. It was fine with me. Yeah.
I would love to believe. Well, it's unfortunate because I'd love to believe Alice Cooper on this one. Yeah. But then that would also make Amber Heard a complete liar and accuse it like tearing someone down publicly for revenge or for whatever. Like, that whole situation sucks either way.
Yes.
Whether he did it or she's lying, it's all bad.
It's all terrible. It's just a look. And that's, I think Alice actually said, what happens in Marilyn Manson's bedroom is a mystery to me. And also, I'm going to assume you never banged Johnny Depp either. So, you know, unless you're in a relationship with him. Look, your best friend, it's your best friend. They're in the Hollywood Vampires together. They love to make music together. It's his best friend. You know, it's hard to believe bad stuff you hear about your best friend. But I believe that people are several different people inside. You've got sides that you show to your family. You've got sides that you show to your friends. You've got sides that you show to the grocery store worker. You know, who just we've got all kinds of different people in us. So I guess Johnny's probably pretty psyched to hear him say that. And maybe Johnny doesn't believe it of himself.
What happens in the bedroom is entirely a mystery to me for what's going on with Marilyn, you know.
Thanks, Alice. Tekashi 6ix9ine, real cool guy.
Yeah.
He's being sued by his security firm over a $75,000 tab for armed guards. This is from before his federal bust in 2018. I don't know who's protecting him now, but based on the fact that he's getting sued by what might be his old security company, I'm going to guess people are asking for cash. Yeah, we'll protect you. Here's what it's going to cost, and we're going to need that in stacks, in mad stacks. Tekashi 6ix9ine stiffed his bodyguards out of about $75,000 shortly before the federal bust in 2018. This is according to a new lawsuit. Metropolitan Patrol, they're a California-based firm, and they made a deal with him. Tekashi 6ix9ine's real name is Daniel Hernandez. And they signed a deal with him November 1st, 2018, according to a lawsuit filed Monday. He signed the contract about 3 months after he was kidnapped, beaten, and robbed of about $800,000 in jewelry and cash in Brooklyn. And he was in Los Angeles. When he was in Los Angeles, this firm would be there, provided armed officers, armored vehicles, and they worked for him for 9 days. Each bodyguard got $85 an hour, not including overtime. And they show the invoice for this whole thing. And he owes them a ton of money. And they're like, so we've got a bunch of armed guards and armored vehicles, and we really want our money. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we'll do anything, but you owe us $75,000. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I wonder, he's alive.
Yes.
Because, you know, mm-hmm. Ratted on a gang.
Oh,
so.
My God, I know. It's so crazy. He lives. Does he hide? I don't know about Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's got that
Nicole
documentary.
Nicole watched the documentary.
Yeah, you watched the whole thing?
I thought it was interesting just because it's called Supervillain. And so they talk about like the components of what makes a supervillain. And they relate it back to him ratting out the gang and how he survived. And basically, these are the reasons why supervillains never die. And
he's never going to die.
Oh my God, that's so true. It was just the way Showtime did it was really good. But he just gets away with everything. This isn't the first time. And that's the reason why he got kidnapped, is because the gang was his bodyguard and he wasn't paying them. So the gang's the one who kidnapped him.
Yeah, he thought he was going to be like the cool guy in a gang, I guess. And that just didn't work out for him. Although, in a way, it did work out for him, because look at him now. He's out of jail. He ratted. He sold everybody out.
And all those gang members are doing, like, I think some of it ranges from 4 to 25 years to life.
Yeah. That's not.
So.
Not ideal for them.
No.
But, you know, great for him. It's super. All the super villains there.
Just really solidified why not
to
like him.
Do they talk about anything about the security situation? I mean, I get that the lawsuit just got filed, but I mean, does he have armed guards now?
Yeah, so there was some scenes of him just like in a park by himself with just security around him, and they're wearing masks. Like, so it had to be COVID.
Yeah.
Like around COVID, and he's just like on a swing by himself. I'm like, this is depressing. And like, is this the point? And like, you just
see all these villains don't have, you know, close friends. They've got, you know, henchmen.
That's true.
But nobody
really
likes
rats.
The super
don't have close friends, is what you mean to say. Mm. Rats.
Yeah. And his ex girlfriend, his baby mama, was saying like how he's just changed and everything. Like,
is this
everybody...
the chick that was sending him all the photos of herself? Remember, we were seeing all these photos of her while he was in prison. Is that the girl? They broke up. Oh, that's
a new girl. We got to see all the photos she was sending him in prison.
Yeah, remember she would like post stuff and on social so that would
spread eagle stuff.
No, oh no, no.
Oh,
just
okay.
Like pictures of her butt. You know, not naked, but you know, doing.
Yeah, no, that wasn't. She broke up with him way before he went to prison.
So this is the baby mama is previous to the prison thing.
Yeah.
And
but
then
she's just a part of it because she was with him for that time when he got famous.
Is he still with the new girl?
I don't know. He just jumps from woman to woman. So
He's Tekashi 6ix9ine. I mean, it's right there in the name. rest in peace, Bunny Wailer of Bob Marley and the Wailers. He died yesterday.
God, I saw this yesterday. At my house, we listen to Bob Marley a lot.
Mm.
And so he's a very important artist for us. And I want my kids to grow up and have that be the music that they play for comfort. Go ahead.
From the original band, there's only one person left now. Peter Tosh is dead. Obviously, Bob Marley's dead. The only person left is a backup singer named Beverly Kelso. They don't say how old she is. Bunny Wailer died yesterday. I don't have a cause of death, but back in August, he had a stroke. He was in a hospital in Jamaica. He was 73 years old. You know, that's old. I'm sure he lived an incredible life.
Yeah.
He also
Now 73 seems like...
I know. Too young.
I absolutely expect to get that to that. Don't you?
I'll
knock on wood
to,
with you. I
yes,
mean, I'm not trying
do.
To, you know, I'm not daring the
point.
Gods or anything, but...
Hoping for that.
You know.
Well, I'm looking, you know, my mom and dad they're still... kicking. I hope to.
And look at your dad. He rescued your brother in an absolute complete typhoon conditions
in
Florida.
Oh, what a hero.
And they barely made it back alive. I mean, he obviously decided to sell his boat after that, but
Yeah. Well, he didn't want to put his son in peril anymore.
True
My
hero.
My dad is kind of a Superman. Uh-huh. Guy's in his 80s, you know? I'm
in his
like,
80s. Mm. And fought the ocean and, won.
And won. Amazing. Anyway, rest in peace, Bunny Wailer. Bunny won the Grammy for Best Reggae Album 3 times in 90, 94, and 96.
I can hear Ellie saying, "My hero," right now. I can hear it. I can hear him coming back to a hero's welcome.
Thank you
when he
docks.
What was the boat called?
I don't know.
When he docks the I don't know, there's Ellie.
Oh, I know what it was. It was Not My Problem with a K-N-O-T. Not My Problem.
Oh, how cute. It's cute and everything.
I know. Well, it's gone now. It's not that cute. Halsey's in the news today. Halsey is pregnant. And she is saying her pregnancy was 100% planned. I guess she's getting pretty mad that people are speculating about her pregnancy. Look, she's a public figure. I don't know what people expect. You know, you're putting pictures of yourself pregnant, and people are like, hey, what's going on with that? She said, I tried very hard for this baby. She wrote this on her Instagram story on Monday. But I would be just as happy even if it were another way. She made a pointed message to people who speculate about the details of her pregnancy. She says, why is it okay to speculate and pass judgment about fertility and conception? The deal is about 5 years ago, she had a miscarriage and she's talked about that. And she has some pretty serious endometriosis. And she, at that point in her life, decided I need to aggressively defend my fertility. And she harvested eggs. And so I guess people are asking her, well, so was this in vitro? Like, how did this happen? What's the deal? And she doesn't really want to say much more about it. So, but she has been kind of open about this stuff. So it's not super surprising that people are
I get that.
Asking.
I think even we have times where we're completely open and then someone pushes our button and our reaction isn't what we would hope. Mm-hmm. And then a minute later you go, Jesus, what's wrong with me?
Yeah. Can I just
what the hell?
Couldn't I just put
let
my
everybody
phone down
in
for a few minutes and
suddenly I'm throwing you out of the party. Like right. What's you know, that's just it's weird buttons that get pushed. I don't know. Whatever, Halsey. I hope it goes well.
Me too. And I guess I'll leave you with this. I think I have time for this. John Oates and his wife. By the way, John Oates, oh boy, that's some plastic surgery there. But does not diminish his talent as a musician, one iota. Anyway, and hair dye too. John Oates has revived his musical festival to help fight hunger in the pandemic.
Sorry, there's, Nicole.
He's actually got stats where Feeding America, which is he's actually supporting that organization. They estimate 1 in 6 Americans could face food insecurity as a result of the pandemic between losing jobs and losing money. And
yeah,
you know, it's serious. He says,
you
the loss of jobs. Go ahead.
One of my favorite stories of the pandemic was that Vaughn, our guy who worked with us and did our video, for a while, actually, was part of the family, ended up losing his job here because we couldn't do video anymore.
We weren't there to be videoed. Right.
But he landed on his feet down in L.A., got a gig, and it was so cool to see. He got an apartment and was in a really nice place and had a good view. And the missus the other day goes, oh, man, did you see what Vaughn posted? And I was like, I see all his posts. I liked it. I'm sure I did. And she goes, did you read it? He lost his job. And I went, oh, nuts. I had to go back.
No.
And I went like, oh, shoot. He did one of those posts where he wrote something like full artist mode. I'm working and I'm doing it. And
like.
Then there's 2 lines of empty. And then he goes, once again, the pandemic got me. And I'm like, oh, I should have scrolled. Anyway, unfortunately, our Vaughn lost his gig down in L.A. It looks like he's doing okay. And he's, you know, doing a lot of his art. He's a great writer and stuff. But yeah, the pandemic. So his writing was, the pandemic lost me a second job. And I just thought, oh.
Freaking God. Pandemic. Enough already.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just thought of that. So you were saying people facing hunger.
1 in 6 Americans could be facing hunger, according to Feeding America. The loss of jobs. This is John Oates told CNN as he's talking about this. He's reviving his festival where he helps this out, helps out feeding America. The loss of jobs from this pandemic has had a far-reaching impact on our economy, resulting in millions of American families who can no longer put a meal on the table. Amy and I, that's his wife, firmly believe that in our country, in a country like ours, no one should go without food. So this is happening. It is virtual. It's star-studded, and it's going to stream on nugs.tv on March 20th at 8 p.m. Oats and a YouTube sensation by the name of Sax Squatch.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume this guy's a monster on the saxophone.
Sax. I get it.
God, I know. I don't know this guy.
Cute.
Isn't it adorable?
It's better than Not Your Boat. Or wait, Not Your what?
Not My Problem.
Not My Problem.
Yeah. Cannot My Problem. Sax Squatch. Hard to say, but cute. Anyway, that's what John Oates is up to these days. Also, oh my God.
Oh, it looks like Sax Squatch is dressed as a Sasquatch. Hold on. Let me give you this.
Does he have a sax?
He does have a sax. Hold on. He's playing his sax with a Sasquatch outfit on. See that? Yeah.
And Stunashades, Bryn.
Face there. What's he wearing?
Yeah, he's trying to steal my...
it's hard to see. That's a full-on Sasquatch.
That's because he's
suit.
Got an actual mask on. Okay.
And, right. It's a Sasquatch, if you can picture that. No one's ever really seen one. And then Stunashades and like a bandana wrapped around his head, a la Axl Rose back in the day.
Too bad no one was there to say, the name's cute enough. You don't have to actually wear the costume.
Right.
Oh, well.
Apparently he has a song called Sexual Healing.
Oh, God. He's really running with that
really
theme.
Really going with it. Going with the theme. All right, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got a bunch of stuff to get to, including Stockholm Syndrome. Maybe you've heard of it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you're suffering from it. I don't know. I'll tell you after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.